弟兄姐妹平安。
Brothers and sisters, good morning. Peace.
非常感谢我们可以在主日的早晨一起来敬拜主。
Just so thankful that we can come together on Sunday morning to worship the Lord.
非常感谢神，神差派他的仆人谢伟光牧师从远从加拿大来到我们的当中。
We want to thank the Lord for sending his servant, Pastor John C. to come and share with us all the way from Canada.
谢伟光牧师他原来在他的专业上面，在医疗上面有非常好的成就。
We know that Pastor John's in his past, he's a very accomplished physician in the field of medicine.
但是他感受到神的爱，神对他的呼召，要把神的爱带给许多的人。
And he received God's love, and so he was willing to surrender his life to then share that love to others.
所以他愿意能够放下他这个专业上的成就，然后全时间的来侍奉主。
And so he's willing to put aside all the accomplishments that he had in his previous field to then serve the Lord fully.
过去这两天，他已经跟我们分享他过去很多年都是在菲律宾、在马来西亚侍奉，还有在中国。
Yeah, so the last couple of nights he's been sharing about how he's served for many years in the Philippines and Malaysia as well as in mainland China.
他也激励我们能够领受神的爱的人，我们也能够把神的爱和福音能够带给许许多多还没有听到福音的人。
And he's really encouraged us and exhorted us to receive the love of the Lord so that we then ourselves can go forth and share that love with others.
我们一起来欢迎谢伟光牧师。
Let's welcome him now, please.
Good morning, brothers and sisters. Good morning.
弟兄姐妹，大家早。
Good morning, brothers and sisters. Good morning.
大家早，弟兄姐妹。
Thank you very much.
非常谢谢你们。
Yesterday I mentioned my name is John Say, and Say means thanks. That's my last name.
昨天我有介绍我的名字，我的姓是谢。
I thank God for giving me this wonderful opportunity to come among you to share God's word.
我非常感谢神给我这样的机会，能够来到当中你们的当中，能够来传讲神的话语。
For those of you who haven't attended the last two sessions, I welcome you, encourage you to look at the video because these sharing are the important part of my life.
如果过去这两天你没有机会来到我们当中，我鼓励你们，你们可以在网络上能够听这个信息，因为这是我生命当中很重要的一部分。
This morning I'm going to share with you the very topic, a very important subject, go the extra mile.
今天早上我要跟大家分享一个很重要的一个信息，题目是多走一里。
And this special subject impact my life very much.
这个主题影响我的生命非常的多。
It helped me to be a pastor or better pastor.
它帮助我成为一个牧师，而且成为一个好的牧师。
Helped me to be a better missionary.
帮助我成为一个好的宣教士。
Helped me to be a better friend.
也帮助我成为好的朋友。
A better father.
一个好的父亲。
A better child.
一个好的孩子。
And also a better teacher.
一个好的老师。
If you learn this subject,
如果你明白了这个主题
，If you learn it well.
你学得好
，You will be also be a better student.
你也可以成为一个好的学生
，A better parent.
一个好的父母
，A better pastor.
一个好的牧师
，And also a better church.
一个好的教会
，And also know how to better to support a mission.
也知道怎么样能够更好的来支持
So this is not a theory.
因为按照这个逻辑
，This is God's word.
这是神的话语
，And therefore before we start, we need God's help.
在我们开始之前，我们需要神来带我们，帮助我们。
If I teach nuclear medicine, I don't need to pray.
如果只是在讲医学，我们不需要祷告。
Because it's my knowledge.
这只是一个知识。
But today we are sharing God's word. We need God.
但今天我们是在讲神的话语，我们需要神。
Without God is nothing. I'm wasting your time.
如果没有神的话，我们什么都不是，我是在浪费你们的时间。
So if you don't mind, let us all rise. We'll ask God's blessings to you because of you bless me as a channel.
请大家一起起立，我们祷告来祝福你们，因为你们带给我祝福。
Our dear Heavenly Father,
亲爱天父
，You send your servant thousands of miles to come to our church here this morning.
你从千里之外差派你的仆人来到我们当中来侍奉。
Therefore, may you speak to us.
求你来对我们说话。
May you use the word to quicken our hearts and minds.
求你能够用你的话语来使我们的心灵能够苏醒。
Help us to see. Help our ears to listen. And help our heart to open to your word. Forgive our sins and remove all our iniquities. Let nothing to hinder us from receiving your word. May you be our speaker. May you be our interpreter. May you be our Lord and God this morning to touch our hearts with your special calling. We are listening, Lord. In Jesus Christ's name we pray.
奉耶稣基督的名,
Amen. Amen. Turn around to shake one another's hand, say,
各位请大家跟左右的人能够握手, 说神爱你。
Good morning, Jesus loves you. Good morning. Very good singing. God bless you. Good morning.
Yes,
ma'am. Good morning, Sanani.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. Good morning, Pastor. Wow, I never heard such a one.
Jesus love you.
Good morning. God bless you. Please be seated.
大家请坐.
Go the extra mile.
多走一里路.
Almost 2,000 years ago, Jesus stood and proclaimed this very important teaching.
在大约2000年前, 耶稣站起来宣告这非常重要的教导。
Matthew 5:41.
在马太福音5章41节,
Jesus said,
耶稣说,
And if anyone forces you to go 1 mile, go 2 with him.
有人强逼你走一里路, 你就走, 跟, 啊, 陪他走两里。
Now, in order to learn God's word, let it dwell in our heart and mind.
当, 读神的话语的时候,
so, all the English speaking people follow me, we recite it 2 times.
如果没有英文的话, 我们先用英文, 念两次,
and then we will use Chinese.
我们再用中文.
Okay, English first. 1, 2, 3. Jesus said, And if anyone forces you to go 1 mile, go to with him. 1, 2. Jesus said, And if anyone forces you to go 1 mile, go to with him. 中文,
耶稣说, 有人强逼你走一里路, 你就同他走两里。
耶稣说,
有人强逼你走一里路, 你就同他走二里。
What is the subject of my sermon this morning?
我今天讲到的题目是什么?
Everybody, what is that subject?
今天讲到的题目是什么?
Go the extra mile. 中文,
多走一里路。
Okay, let's start.
让我们开始今天的信息。
Why Jesus proclaimed that? There is a background there.
为什么耶稣要教导这个, 在背后他有个背景。
If people forces you to go 1 mile, go 2 with him.
如果有人强逼你走一里路, 你同他走二里。
How can you be a better businessman?
你怎么样可以成为一个更好的商人?
How can you be a better student?
你怎么样成为一个更好的学生?
How can you be a better parent?
你怎么样成为一个好的父母?
My wife, we support ourselves in mission.
我们, 是自己支持我们, 做宣教的工作。
And for many years, we are the tent maker.
在过去这么多年来, 我们是, 代职侍奉。
My wife served with the provincial government.
我太太是在公, 政府里面单位工作。
My sister-in-law served with the city government, municipal government.
我的,
地父。
地父。
So they are working in 2 big towers.
他们是在一个两个非常高的楼层里面工作。
And then down there is a food court.
在一楼呢, 有这个, 饮食的贩卖部。
So one time my sister-in-law said, you know, Lettuce, my wife's name, come down, we will have lunch together.
我的弟母跟我太太说, 到一楼来, 我们一起来吃。
So they went to this food court.
他们就到这个, 饮食的贩卖部。
21 different type of food in a small little shop.
在这里面有21个不同的这个, 小吃的店。
And so they can shop, eat whatever they want.
他们可以选购他们自己想要吃的。
So my wife asked my sister-in-law, which type of food you want?
我弟妹就问说, 你喜欢吃哪一种?
And she said, come with me.
她就说, 跟我来。
So she went to this particular Chinese little shop.
她就到这个, 中国店。
And that is a papa mama type of shop.
它是一个大妈开的店。
And there was this lady, you know, taking order and also giving out food, and the husband is the cook.
太太呢, 是在前面就是, 接受这些订单, 然后先生是在厨房里面,
and they have a lineup, so wait to their turn.
大家就在排队要买。
But it's very strange, other shops do not have such a long lineup.
在那个时候很奇怪的是, 其他的店呢, 都没有人排队。
Now, because of the lunchtime, it's only 1 hour, so people really want to get, eat, and then go.
因为午餐的时间只有短短一个小时, 大家都希望在一小时之内能够买到吃的。
So, in their turn.
然后,
My sister-in-law said, Lettuce, what would you like to eat?
然后他就问, 弟妹就说, 你想要吃什么?
And before my wife answered,
在我太太回答之前,
this lady already said, you know, today we have this food. It's very special. You love it.
这个老板人就说, 我们今天有个特别的菜, 你一定会喜欢的。
You can choose this, 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 and that.
你可以选这样子。
And my wife said, okay, you choose for me.
我太太就说, 好, 那你就为我们选。
So she chose one for her.
所以这个老板娘就为她选了一样。
And then she said this.
然后她说,
You are my customer.
你是我的顾客。
Thank you for coming.
谢谢你今天来到。
Today I specially give you an extra thing.
今天我要特别对待你。
And spring roll.
给你一个春卷。
So one spring roll for my wife.
她给了我太太一个春卷。
One spring roll for my sister-in-law.
给我弟妹一个春卷。
And so they enjoy the lunch.
他们就很享受这个午餐。
Now, because that extra spring roll,
因为他们得到这额外的这个春卷,
my wife remembered this shop.
所以我太太就记得这个店。
So after a few weeks, my wife came down again.
几周以后, 我太太又来到这家店。
And this is very surprised, you know, she came down and just fall away, and this lady had this good memory. She yelled out, Lettuce!
很奇妙的是, 当我太太来的时候, 在后面排队的时候, 这个老板娘, 认识, 看见他, 认识他, 就大叫,
wow,
大喊他的,
she remembered my name.
她还记得我的名字。
So now she don't have any choice.
然后呢, 她就没有任何的选择了。
So she went over there.
她就必须要到这个店。
Oh, now she ordered her food.
然后她点了她的菜。
And this lady said, welcome.
老板娘说, 欢迎。
Lettuce, you are my precious customer.
因为你是我, 非常, 珍贵的客户。
Here, I give you a spring roll.
我再给你一个, 多一个春卷。
Few more weeks later,
几个礼拜以后,
the colleague said, you know, let us have lunch.
同事们说, 我们一起来吃午餐。
And they went down to the food court.
同样他们又到一楼的这个贩卖部。
You know what will be the result?
你们知道结果是如何?
It's that shop again.
又是要到这个店里。
Even they have lined up, you know, 10 more minutes.
虽然他们要等10分钟以上,
they love that extra spring roll.
他们很喜欢这个额外给的这个春卷。
My dear friend, this is the important teaching.
亲爱的朋友, 这是一个非常好的一个教导。
If you want to be successful in this world,
如果你想要在这个世界上能够成功,
you have to go the extra mile.
你必须要多走一里路。
If you want to be the better student,
如果你想要成为一个好的学生,
you have to go the extra mile.
你如果想要成为好的学生, 你必须要多走一里路。
If you want to be a better pastor or missionary,
如果想要成为一个好的牧师, 宣教士,
you have to go the,
你一定要走,
extra mile.
多走一里路。
Do you know that the number one student in United States passed part one and part two medical exam?
你知道这些,
across the nation?
好的学生, 他们, 完成他们, 医学的第一次、第二次的测试,
was a lady.
这有一个, 她是一个女学生。
Reporter asked her, why you are number one?
为什么你是排名第一的?
And she said this.
她这么回答,
because people study mostly 3 times to prepare for this exam.
因为大部分的学生呢, 他们在考试之前, 他们预备了3次。
I study 7 times.
我呢, 是读了7次。
Do you realize what is in war?
你知道,
what part she took?
你知道她说什么吗?
She was an extra mile person.
因为她多走了这一,
why I am here today?
为什么我今天站在这里?
My wife had surgery Wednesday last week.
我的太太上礼拜三才刚动了手术。
Now supposedly I should be the one who take care of her.
我应该留在她旁边照顾她的。
But she recognized how important for me to share God's word here with you today.
但是她知道我能够来到当中跟你们分享神的话语是多么的重要。
She tried to wake up, walk, do and support herself, manage all everything by herself.
她尽可能是每天早晨起来，她自己起来走路，自己去做这些啊、家啊、每天的事情。
She just finished surgery and removed the cancer.
她刚刚才动了手术，把这些癌细胞取走。
But she wants to be an extra mile person.
她想要做，她是要做一个多走一里路的人。
So that she, for the last few days, she was alone in her home, taking care of her, and without the support of her husband.
所以过去这几天，她是一个人自己在家里面啊，照顾她自己，没有她的先生在旁边。
So that I will be able to come here to share this word with you.
以至于我今天可以再来啊，来到这里，可以跟你们分享神的话语。
If she keep on relying on me, I won't be able to come here.
如果她依赖我的话，我今天就没有办法来。
So my friend, this teaching, go the extra mile, is not just a teaching like the Pharisee. It's really part of our life.
所以这个多走一里路的这样的教导并不是像一个法利赛人的教导而是我们生活当中的一部分
If somebody in my church have special need I will go the extra mile to go and visit her
如果的教会里面有人有需要的话我会多走一里路去帮助他
Even in the mission field if somebody have a special need I will go even as a missionary not my congregation not my sheep but I will go to the hospital to take care of them
如果宣教工厂里面有人有需要的话我也会去不会因为他不是我教会的会员我就没有帮助他
Jesus can come to this world
耶稣来到这个世上
without offering himself on the cross
不只是把自己钉在十字架上
so the way he did is an extra mile God
他所做的是多走一里路的神
sacrificial love
一个牺牲的爱
even while we were yet sinner refusing him
即使是我们是罪人我们敌对他的时候
he offered himself for us
他却把他自己献上给我们
even we rejected him
虽然我们拒绝了他
he is an extra mile God
他是多走一里的神
now why he teach us to go the extra mile
但为什么他要来教导我们多走一里
there is an important background
这里有一个非常重要的一个背景
you have to realize in Jesus' time the whole Judea the Israel country was under the Romans law
我们要记得在耶稣那个时代在犹太地区他们是被罗马帝国所统治
and the Romans empire have many slaves
罗马帝国有许许多多的这些奴隶
historically people said in Rome the slaves are more than the citizens
甚至在史学家里面所说的这些奴隶的人数呢是多过于公民的人数
Now, because the Roman soldier have heavy armory
因为这些罗马士兵他们穿戴非常重的这些装甲
And they built Roman's road, so they travel very easily
他们建这个罗马的公路所以他们能够很方便的旅行
They obviously would not allow their armory, their weapons to be carried by other people
他们当然不允许其他人来拿他们这些装备
But what about their water, their food and the supply?
但是关于水关于他们的这些需要的食物这些供给
So there is a Roman law
所以这边有一个罗马的法律
All the country they conquered
所有地区他们所打胜得下来的地区
All the people will be the secondary citizen
这些呢他们都属于是次等公民
And or even slaves
或者是成为奴隶
so they have this right
所以呢他们有这样子一个权利
if they carry a spear
当他们拿着这个他们的刀
if they saw you
他们看到你的时候
and they can put their spear on your shoulder
他们就可以把他们的刀戟放在你的肩膀上
and they will be able to order you carry my stuff for 1 mile
他们就可以命令你为我来背着我的武器
so you have to follow them
你就必须跟着他
otherwise you will be punished
如果你不这么做的话你就会被惩罚
And therefore you know the background there
所以我们了解了当时的背景
So assuming I'm a missionary
所以想想如果我是一个宣教士
Assuming you are the Christian in Jesus' time
想想看你们是在当时的基督徒
As I'm going home ready to have dinner with my wife and children
当我准备回家跟我的太太小孩准备要有晚餐
And I was walking down back home
当我正在走回家的路上的时候
and then I saw this Roman soldier with his bag
然后看到这个罗马士兵在这路上
water and food, heavy stuff
我看到他有很多的这些水食物等等很重的东西
and I recognize this law
我也知道明白这个法律
so I almost turned around and tried to say well you better get away from him
然后马上就掉头就走不要被他发现
but he saw me
但是他看到我。
I'm traumatized, huh? He saw me.
然后他看到我。
And then he say, stop.
停下来。
Carry my stuff.
背负我的东西。
And then he put the spear on my shoulder.
然后把他的刀戟放在我的肩膀上。
So I'm forced to carry his stuff now.
所以我就被迫的要来背负他的东西。
So I carry his stuff.
我背着他的东西。
And I was complaining to God.
然后我跟神抱怨。
Oh, what an unlucky day.
这是多么不幸的一天。
I meet this guy.
我遇到这个人。
Now I have to carry his burden.
我需要背负他的重担。
My wife is waiting for me for dinner. My children are waiting for me at home.
我的太太跟小孩都在家里等我一起吃晚餐。
And we don't have cell phone. I cannot communicate with them.
我当时没有手，在那个时代没有手机，我没有办法跟我的家人联系。
And I'm walking in a totally different direction.
我走的是跟回家相反的方向的路。
And I said, it's a bad day for me.
这是对我来说是非常糟糕的一天。
I have no other alternative. I carry his stuff very heavy.
我没有其他法子，我只有背负他的担子往前走。
So I walk with him.
所以我跟着他走。
Every step I have, I complain to God.
每走一步呢，我就是跟神抱怨。
God, why you allow these things happen to me?
神啊，你为什么让这样的事情发生在我身上？
I need to go home and meet this, you know, Roman soldier.
我应该要回家的，我怎么会碰？我回家的路上怎么会碰到这一个人？
But then, because I'm a missionary, I'm a pastor.
因为我是一，只是因为我是一个牧师，我是一个宣教士。
Or I'm just a Christian.
我只是一个，或者是我只是一个基督徒。
Then I remember God said, you know, all things God work for good for those who loved Him.
然后那个时候我想起来一件事情，就是万事都互相效力。
So I said, okay.
好的，神。
Maybe this is an opportunity for me to share the gospel with him.
也许这是一个我可以跟他分享福音的机会。
So I carry his stuff.
所以我背着他的东西。
Now I turn around.
然后我转头。
Sir.
这位先生。
Have you ever heard about, the four spiritual law?
这位军官，你有没有听过四律？
Have you ever heard about the love of Jesus Christ for you?
你有没有听过一个爱的神啊？他啊，耶稣基督。
You know what was his response?
你知道他什么样回应吗
？He turned around.
他转头。
Shut up.
住口。
I don't want to hear your false spiritual law.
我不要听到你的属灵的四个定律。
I don't want to hear about your Jesus.
我不要听到你说关于耶稣的事。
So I, well, okay. So I carry and keep on walking.
所以我就闭口，然后继续背着他的东西往前走。
Sir, you know Jesus loved you?
这位军哥，你知道吗？神爱你。
He turned around and said, shut up!
他又再回头说，住口。
So now I close my mouth.
然后我就闭嘴。
So I keep on carrying,
继续背着这些东西。
Keep on complaining,
继续的向神抱怨。
Every step is a terrible step.
每一步呢都是很糟糕的一步。
And then I've been thinking, wow, 1 mile later, I have to walk back 1 more mile.
当我走了一里的时候，我想到是我还要回头再走一里。
All my family worries about me.
我的家人都在为我担忧。
The food will be cold.
这些食物都会冷。
I will be very hungry.
我会非常的饥饿。
I'm already tired after the whole day of work.
经过一天的劳碌工作以后，我已经非常疲惫。
I still have to carry his stuff.
我还要背着他的东西。
So I complain.
所以我持续的跟神抱怨。
Now to the end of that 1 mile.
当走完了这一里之后
，I am starting to see the hope.
我终于看到了有点点的希
望。Oh, now this is good.
真是太好了。
I can lay down my burden.
我可以把这些重担放下来。
I can go home now.
我可以，终于我可以回家了。
So、after 1 mile.
所以走了一里以后。
I'm happily that, sir, this is 1 mile.
我很高兴的跟他说，军官，我的这一里已经走完了，这些是你的东西。
I'm ready to go home.
我准备要回家。
And as I'm ready to go home, I saw nobody is around here.
当我准备要回家的时候。转身一看，周围都没有其他人。
And then the Roman soldier know that too.
这位罗马的军官也知道这件事情。
And just when I start to go home,
当我正要跨出回家的那一步。
And then suddenly I remember Jesus said.
我突然听到突然记得耶稣说的一句话。
You remember what Jesus said?
你们记得耶稣说什么吗
okay, let's repeat what Jesus
让我们一起再来重复耶稣怎么说。
One, two, three. Jesus said.And if anyone forces you to go 1 mile, go two with him. 耶稣说，有人强逼你走一里路，你就同他走二里。
Oh, Jesus said that.
耶稣是这么说的, Now I'm a pastor, I have to obey Jesus.
因为我是牧师, 我必须要遵守,
but Lord,
遵守神,
you know,
耶稣的话,
I already have 1 mile.
但我已经走了一里路了,
and I don't want to go the extra.
我不想要再走第二里,
but I suddenly remember Jesus is my Lord.
我突然记得, 耶稣是我的主,
I'm a living sacrifice.
我是一个活祭,
and just like yesterday, we have 20, 30 young people offer themselves, you know, to serve God.
就好像昨天晚上有二三十位他们愿意, 献上他们自己的生命来侍奉主。
So I said, Lord, I will obey what you said.
所以我对主说, 我愿意来侍奉你, 遵从你。
I came back to this Roman soldier.
所以我就回到这个罗马军官的身边。
Sir, I know there is nobody to help you.
军官我知道没有其他人可以帮你。
You know, my Lord Jesus said,
你知道吗? 我的主对我说,
I won't say if you force me for 1 mile.
我不会这么说,
I would say, he asked me to go the extra mile with you.
我, 他告诉我, 我要走第二里路, 同你走第二里路。
So let me help you to go another mile.
让我来跟你, 陪着你来走这第二里路。
Oh, he was so happy.
这位军官是这样的高兴。
So now I carry his heavy stuff.
然后我背着他很重的这些东西。
Start the second mile.
走这第二里路。
Number one, would I keep on complaining?
我会不会继续的抱怨呢?
Everybody responds to me, would I keep on complaining?
我们会继续抱怨吗?
Yes or no? Louder, please. Yes or no? No.
我们不会继续抱怨。
I would not once say, oh God, you know why you make me such miserable thing?
当我在走第二里路的时候, 我不会跟神抱怨说为什么你让我这样子。
It's very surprised. I'd be happy. Oh, I'm doing the extra mile with him.
当我在走第二里路的时候, 我会很惊讶的, 我是非常的高兴在走第二里路。
Then I turn around.
然后回头,
Sir, have you heard about 4 spiritual laws?
然后我跟他说, 军官你有听过这个属灵的四个纪律吗?
Have you heard about the love of Jesus Christ?
你有听过耶稣基督的爱吗?
You know, would he say, no, shut up?
你想他会说, 住口, 不要说。
Would he do that?
他会这么说吗?
Yes or no? No.
他不会这么说的。
He won't say that.
他不会这么说的。
So now for the next extra mile, I will keep on talking about Jesus, and he will keep on listening about my Jesus, right?
因为这走了第二里路, 所以我会不断地跟他讲关于耶稣基督, 他又不断地来听我跟他说。
And as I share, I will be so happy, I forgot about this law.
因为当我在, 跟他分享的时候, 我会非常的高兴, 以至于我都忘记我身上背的重担。
And as he listens, he will listen not only the word of God, he is listening to a living example of God.
当他在听的时候, 不光是听到神的话语, 他是听到神的话语的这个, 例子。
He will ask, why you go that extra mile for me?
他会问, 为什么你要跟我, 陪我走这第二里路?
Your Lord must be special.
你的主一定是非常特别的。
I better learn something about him.
我一定要从他身上学到。
Isn't that wonderful?
这样不是非常好吗?
So let's read this Bible verse one more time.
让我们再一次来读, 念这一节经文。
One, two, three. If a soldier forces you to carry his pack 1 mile, carry it 2 miles.
耶稣说,有人强逼你走一里路,你就同他走二里。
This is a different version, but give us the same teaching.
这是不同的版本, 但是给我们同样的教导。
It's revolutionary.
这是一个, 革命性的。
It's a divine wisdom.
这是一个属神的智慧。
When we are willing to do the extra mile,
当我们愿意多走这一里路,
people will no longer see us as just anybody.
别人就不会看我们只是跟其他人一样。
Sharing some kind of a religion.
只是跟他们在分享宗教。
They will see your heart.
他们反而会看到你的心。
They will see the difference of your life you live.
他们会看见你的生命是跟其他人是不一样的。
They will see the God not visible to them.
他们会看见, 虽然他们你的神是他们看不见的,
when I go to the mission field,
当我到宣教工厂,
when I do the extra mile,
当我在做多一里路的事,
I don't have to speak,
我不需要说,
people will see the love and the God inside our lives.
他们会透过我的生命来看见神和他的爱。
You know, today's in our North American church,
你知道我们在美国的教会,
we have everything.
我们拥有一切,
but most of the people will not participate in offering.
但是很多人却不愿意, 奉献上有份。
They will feel that, you know, by giving to God is taking extra money from me.
当想他们想到奉献是好像是从我口袋里面多拿些钱给神。
People do not understand.
人们不了解。
And maybe I say most of our Christians do not understand.
也许我应该说大部分的基督徒都不了解。
Our resources are from God.
我们所有的一切得着来源都是从神来的。
If we do not use God's resources,
如果我们没有使用神给我们的资源，
God will not bless us.
神就不会祝福我们。
And therefore, we will never be able to help people in ministry, in missions.
我们就没有办法去帮助在施工上面，在还有在宣教上需要的人。
When I was a young pastor, just newly graduated from the seminary.
当我刚刚从神学院毕业，我还是一个年轻的牧师。
The government of Israel was very good.
在当时，以色列政府非常好。
They give us top price to go to the Holy Land.
他们用半价优待我们能够到圣地去参观。
So, but they do not differentiate whether it's Catholic or Protestant, but it doesn't matter. So, 30 some people in a big group went there for 10 days to learn about God.
不论你是天主教或是基督教，当时有三十多个人一起去参加这个活动。
So we went to the Lake of Galilee.
我们就到加利利湖。
And then we also visit the Dead Sea, which is one is north, one is south.
我们也到死海加利利湖是在北边，死海是在南边。
Linking between is the Jordan River.
这两个湖当中是约旦河。
When you visit Galilee,
当我们去加利利，
you suddenly realize why those emperor, you know, build their summer home there. It's beautiful.
当时我们就知道为什么这些国王帝王他们要盖这些漂亮的皇宫。
And they have this fish inside their lake.
在湖当中有鱼。
We call that Peter's fish.
我们都叫是彼得鱼。
Well, obviously you understand it's a tourist attraction, you know, to eat Peter's fish.
你知道这是一个观光的一个宣传，让你去吃这些彼得鱼。
Wow, it was expensive at that time.
这彼得鱼是非常贵的。
That was many years ago and charged $25 for a fish.
在许许多年前，当时一条鱼就要$25。
So I don't want to spend that money.
我当时就不想要花这钱。
But I took a picture.
所以我照了相，拍了相。
Brought it home. This is Peter's fish.
所以我就告诉大家说，这就是彼得鱼。
It was a beautiful place.
加利利是非常漂亮的地方。
And the water flow from this lake down the Jordan River to Dead Sea.
可以看到水流是从加利利湖一直流到死海。
And Dead Sea is a big lake.
死海是非常大的一个湖。
But they don't have other river or brook to bring the water out.
但是呢，却没有让这个水呢可以从这个湖里面流出去。
So millions of year waters come in.
在几千万年。这个水不断地流到死海。
But they don't let it out to give it to other people.
这个死海，但是水呢却没有流出去。
Just by evaporation.
就水就在这个死海里面蒸发
了。It's very salty.
就变成非常盐。
So concentrated that with salt that people can actually sit there and float.
因为这个盐度非常的高，甚至你走在这个死海里面，你会。
So if you were with me, you will see all this pastor, priest, you know, Canadian, American, all went down to the Dead Sea and sit there, took a photo and come up.
在那一天呢，这有很多的些牧师、宣教士、美国人、加拿大人，他们在那边就在死海上面照相。
There were some brave pastor.
在那边有一些勇敢的牧师。
Without recognizing this is a Dead Sea.
他们没有意识到这是一个死海。
They have their swimming trunk and then they.Ooh, dive into that sea.
他们穿着泳裤就跳水进到死海里面。
That's okay.
进去跳水是还好。
But don't open your eye.
但你不要睁开你的眼睛。
If they open your eye, wow, those salty water. So they end up come up as almost like a panther with red eyes.
当他们眼睛睁开的时候，这个死海的盐都会进入到眼睛里面。
Because the salty water.
他们就好像一个红眼睛的。虎豹一样，他们的眼睛是会发痒。
So we all have this one question.
我们都有一个问题。
Is there any fish in Dead Sea?
在这个死海里面有鱼吗
？I know the Chinese will say, "Wow, that would be salty fish."
如果是中国人哈，我们想要是这里面就有咸鱼可以吃了。
And we saw this old man sitting on the rock.
我们看到一个老人，他就坐在这个石头上。
A local fishing there.
他一个老人,他在那里钓鱼,
so we would just wonder what type of fish they got.
我们就很纳闷,就是说他能够钓上什么样的鱼。
And so one of the brave pastor went over there.
有个勇敢的牧师他就跑去问,
and sir, what type of fish you get?
先生,你可以钓上什么样的鱼?
And he turned around.
他转头,
give me $2 and I will tell you.
给我2块钱,我就回答你的问题。
This pastor came back, give him $2, he would tell us.
这个牧师就回头跟大家说,他说只要给我2块钱,他就回答。
And then the other pastor said, wow, you know, since we are here all the way from United States, you know, give him $2.
其中有人就回答说,既然我们从美国这么老远的地方来到这里,那就给他2块钱吧。
So let us see what type of fish he got.
让我们来看看他可以钓上什么样的鱼。
So he got this $2.
所以他手上拿这2块钱。
Okay, I give you $2. What type of fish? Show me the fish. In
我给你2块钱,你回答我,你可以钓上什么样的鱼?
And this old man lifted his headset.
这个老人就开口说,
you are number 12.
你是第12个人。
The old man said, you are number 12.
这个老人就说,你是第12个人。
Now you know, Dead Sea do not have fish.
所以你知道,死海里面是没有鱼的。
Why?
为什么?
Because they only receive and never give.
因为他们只有领受,
my friends, if you want to be a great missionary church,
弟兄姐妹,
if you want to be a great missionary hearted Christian,
如果你想要有一个宣教心的基督徒,
you have to give.
你一定要给出去,
you even have to give that extra.
你一定要走,
more than your tithing.
Because
this is what Jesus said. Why people want to be a missionary? Because they go the extra mile. Do you realize this is almost like heaven?
你知道吗?
In US here?
在美国其实就好像在天堂一样,
everybody dressed so nicely. We have a beautiful church. You even have air con in summer. But you know, in the other part of the world,
你知道在世界其他地方,
50, 60 degrees centigrade or 1900 degrees,
在摄氏五六十度, 在是很平常的一件事情。
In Philippines, I ask people, how many seasons do you have?
在菲律宾,我问他们,你们一年有什么季节,几个季节?
I'm sure people in Singapore are the same. We only have two seasons.
在新加坡的人也是一样,他们会说我们只有2个季节。
We are hot season and hot season.
我们有一个热的季节,还有一个非常非常热的季节。
My friend, if you don't want to go the extra mile,
朋友们,如果你不愿意多走一里,
you cannot be a missionary.
你没有办法成为宣教士。
If you want to support a missionary,
如果你想要支持宣教士,
you have to go the extra mile.
你必须要多走一里路。
Not only offer your money,
不仅是, 用你的金钱来支持,
you pray for them.
你要为他们祷告。
Not only you pray for them,
你不仅为他们祷告,
you write to them.
你要写信给他们。
Not only you write to them,
你不仅要写信给他们,
you care for them.
你要关心他们。
You know, when I tell people, you know, my prayer partners, my wife's sick.
当我跟我的祷告的伙伴们说我的太太生病了,
oh, so many people came and said, Pastor, we pray for you.
有很多的人来说, 牧师我们为你们祷告。
You know, offer your money is one.
你知道吗? One thing you can do. 当你用金钱来支持只是其中的一次。
But the most important thing is care for your missionary.
但是更重要的是你去关心,
and I'm glad you have few missionary amongst you.
我很高兴你们当中有一些是宣教士。
So care for them.
你要去关心他们。
Support them. You know, every missionary have their own family too.
你知道每一个宣教士他们都有自己的家。
They have the same problem you face.
他们也是跟你一样面对很多同样的问题。 关怀他们。
So this is what God said.
这是耶稣告诉我们。
You go the extra mile.
你要多走一里。
Many years ago,
很多年前,
our father of faith, Abraham,
信心之父亚伯拉罕,
he wanted to find a maid, a wife, for Isaac.
他要为他的儿子以撒来寻找一个妻子。
So he sent his most faithful servant,
他就差派他一个最能够信任的一个仆人,
with a number of camels,
带着一匹的骆驼,
carry many gifts,
带着许许多的礼物,
to go back to his own country,
回到他的家乡,
if we in today's world to find a Christian wife, or his son.
用我们今天的话，就是说要去找到一个基督徒的太一个女孩子作为太太。
He asked the servant to promise him.
他要求他的仆人能够承诺。
To find a Christian wife.
要找到一个基督徒作为太啊作为他儿子的太太。
The servant recognized the importance of it.
这个仆人呢意识到这个重要性。
So he prayed to God.
所以他向神祷告。
Lord, I don't know who will be that person.
神啊，我不知道哪一个人是你所预备的。
But I pray that if I ask that person for water,
我祷告，如果当我跟一个人说要求水喝的时候
，and that person give that water to me,
这个人他不光是把水给我喝
，I will know that's part of, your choice.
我知道啊，这是你所选择的。
But the most important thing,
但重要的是
，if the person said I will also water, give water to your camel.
这个人他不光是给我水喝，他也说我要给你的这些骆驼水喝。
Then I know this girl is for my master's son.
我就知道你所预这一个人就是你为我主人的儿子所预备的。
In another word, she is the person who goes extra mile.
也就是说，这个女士呢，她这个女孩呢，她多走一里。
So he went over there.
所以她到了一个井边。
And by the well,
在井边
，he met Rebecca.
他遇到利百加。
Rebecca's by courtesy, you know, seeing foreign people.
利百加很有礼貌的看到一个啊外国人。
He said, "Sir, I'd like to bring you water."
啊，先生啊，好不好？我给你一些水喝。
And then she also said, "May I water your camel?"
好不好？我也给你的啊骆驼水喝。
Then the servant said, "Wow, this is God's, you know, ordained, you know, the wife for my master's son."
所以这个仆人就知道这个女。是神所命定的。
Giving water to a foreigner is hospitality, very common in their traditions.
在当时的习惯是给外地的人水喝是一个礼貌。
Because they all live in a semi-desert area.
因为他们当时所住的地方是一个旷野地区。
But giving water to the camel is extra mile.
但是去给骆驼水喝却是多走一里。
I want you to know this when the painter painted this photo, this picture.
当我们看这个画面这一图画的时候
Our concept is the well is a well.
我们所想象的水井就是一个普通的井。
So you put your bucket and get the string up, you know, one bucket of water.
你把水桶放下去然后把绳子拉起来你就有了一桶的水。
But now archaeologists tell us it's not like that.
但是考古学家告诉我们并不是像我们一般所想象那样。这是一个
down there in the ground.
这是在地上有一个很大的一个洞。
So you have to imagine at that time Rebecca carried this jar on her head, walk almost 30-40 feet down to get the water.
我们要明白，利百加是头上顶着一个很大的一个水瓶，然后他要走二三十尺到那个水井的底下。
And then walk back up.
然后提完水了以后，还要再走上来。
Now one jar probably will be able to give the water to one or two persons.
在他头上所顶的这个水大概可以只能够让一两个人喝。
So if that servant have 10 servants with him,
如果这个人这个仆人他带着十个人跟他一起同行
it'll be 5 times for her to go down and up.
所以呢利百加至少要走下去往返五次。
Very good exercise to slim your body, right?
是对你的健康是很好的一个运动。
But when Rebecca said, may I water your camel?
当利百加说好不好我也让你的骆驼有水喝
Now in North America we don't understand what it means
可能对我们在美国长大的人我们不了解是什么意思
Do you know how much water a camel drink?
你们知道骆驼能够喝多少水吗
The camel actually have bags inside the body
骆驼其实在它身体里面有许多的这些水袋
So the camel actually drink water and store inside those bags
所以骆驼喝水的时候呢，它其实把它水呢储存在它的身体。
Scientists said a camel can drink 20 times more water than a man. Wow.
科学家告诉我们，骆驼说喝的水呢是我们一般人的水量的20倍。
Oh my poor Rebecca that day.
可以想象这个可怜的利百加在那一天，他要到这个水那个井底下。
And then walk up.
再走上来。
With that jar on her head.
顶着这个水瓶在他头上。
That extra mile is terrible extra mile.
这是非常长的一个多走的一里路。
But I want you to know.
我要让你知道。
God rewards her.
神却是给她报偿。
She became the mother of the whole Israel.
他成为以色列之母。
My friend,
亲爱朋友
we have learned an important lesson.
我们在这里学到一个重要的功课。
Can you be an extra mile person?
你可以成为多走一里的人吗？
When you serve God, can you go the extra mile for God?
当你侍奉神的时候，你愿意为神多走一里吗？
This is North America.
这是北美的情况。
You know, people use a truck to automatically spray this line, right? On the road.
他们是用车子直接在这个地上画这些线。
The one with the yellow line, the person saw that red there.
当这个开这个车子的人在画线车子的人，他看到路上有个死的老鼠。
And also on the other side, the white line, the person saw a dead, you know, trunk there.
同样的，另外一辆车它是漆白线的，它在路边看到旁边有个树干。
They can stop.
他们可以停下来。
Remove that rat.
他们可以把这个老鼠搬走。
Move that trunk.
可以把这个树干拿走。
So that they can paint a straight line.
所以他们可以画一个直线。
But they didn't do that.
但他们没有这么做。
I just paid for 8 hours a day.
我只是一天工作八块钱一个小时。
Nobody pay me for removing a dead rat.
没有人付钱给我去搬这些树木，这些老鼠。
Removing a dead trunk, that's pastor's duty.
要搬离这些树干呢，这是牧师的工作。
So they just got by.
所以呢，他们只是跨过去。
Do you know what happened?
你们知道结果是怎么样？
When the dead rat is gone.
所以当这个死的老鼠不见离开了以后。
For the next 50 years, everybody will see two red lines suddenly blank.
所有开车的人都会看到。这个黄线到一个地方突然就没有了，空白。
They would say, "Who did this incomplete job?"
是谁做了这个没有完成的工作
？You know, you can get by with a small little, you know, twitch there on the line, on the white line.
是的，我也许你可以在画线的时候可以再绕过去。
But when the trunk's gone,
可是当这个树干被移开以后
，For the next 50 years, people would say, "Who did this incomplete job?"
后来的五十年，谁？他们会问是谁做了这个没有完成的工作
？Oh, is that Christian John say?
哦，是这一个基督徒约翰。
They will remember your name.
他们会记得你的名字。
My friend, this is not going extra mile.
朋友们，这就是没有走多走一里路。
So, my dear friends, if you want to do God's work,
亲爱的朋友，当我们要来做神的工作
，you study for God, not study for your career.
你是要为神来念书的，不是为你的工作职业来念书的。
You raise up God's children, not only your children.
你是在为神来培育神的子女，而不是你自己的子女。
When you do many things, be a teacher or be a nurse, be a doctor, you do this for Jesus Christ.
当你是老师，你是护士，你是医生，你是为神来工作。
You go the extra mile.
你要多走一里。
Even you are opening a papa mama shop, you go that extra mile.
即使是你开了一个普通的杂货店，你还是为神所去开的。
Go that extra mile.
多走一里路。
People will see you.
人们就会看见。
People recognize you.
他们就会认出你。
Because in this world, people like to give only 80% and try to earn your 100% of dollar.
因为在这世界上的人，他们只愿意付出80%，却是要得回到100%的回报。
I don't understand some of the merchant give people, you know, not pure oil, not pure milk, selling, you know, even fake egg, you know, to earn few dollars, but they are not the extra mile people.
我不了解为什么这个世界上有很多这些的商店，他们卖的是不纯的东西甚至是假的蛋。为的就是赚这几块钱。
But if you go the extra mile,
当我们愿意多走一里
，people can recognize you, will recognize you.
他们就可以认出你。
My son is a dentist.
我的儿子是一个牙医。
And he is serving in the province next to ours.
他是在我的旁边的邻省，在那边工作。
God has blessed him.
神祝福他。
And he is doing very well.
他工作非常好。
One day he came home. I asked him, "Son, how many days you work?"
有一天他回家，我就问他说：“儿子，你一个礼拜工作几天
？”He said, "I only work 4 days."
他说：“我一个礼拜只工作四天。
”And then I said, "You are lazy."
我就说：“那你也非常的懒惰。
You know, you have a whole week, and I know you serve the church. Why you only work 4 days?"
我这一个礼拜有七天我也知道你在教会有侍奉，为什么你一个礼拜只工作四天
？He said, "No, no, no, Daddy."
他说：“不是这样的，爸爸。
”I work 4 days. Then I offer one day and work in a government clinic.
我还有一天是,
And it's free for all these people who could not pay for their dental care.
为这些, 没有办法付钱的这些人, 我为他们做,
And especially those we call Aboriginal, you know, Native Indians.
特别是对, 本地的这些印第安人。
And I said, good son, keep doing that.
我说, 哦, 孩子做得很好, 继续这么做。
And then he said, I learned from you.
他说, 爸爸, 我是跟你学的。
Go the extra mile.
多走一里。
I said, good son, keep on doing that.
儿子做得很好, 继续这样子。
Okay, 5 years later,
5年之后,
one day he came to me.
有一天他又跟我说,
Dad, I think I'm going to give up.
他说, 爸爸, 我想要放弃了。
Give up what?
我说你要放弃什么?
The free clinic.
我要放弃这个, 免费的牙齿清洁。 我说你为什么要这样子呢?
I suddenly find out many people who come to my clinic also recognize I have a free clinic for the poor people.
我突然发现到很多人, 来到我这边做牙齿清洁工作的时候, 他们也, 发现了我有一天是免费的来做牙齿清洁。
So they don't come to me, they go to the free clinic.
所以呢, 他们就不再来找我来做牙医的工作, 而是去找这个免费的。
And just tell people they are poor.
然后呢, 他只是告诉别人说, 我是很穷的。
So they were doing that. I feel not right.
他们用占便宜这种方式, 我觉得不应该是这样子。
But that's not the main reason.
但这不是主要的原因。
Because in the free clinic,
因为在这个免费的这个清洁,
I don't charge them anything.
我并没有收任何费用。
I even give them medicine.
我甚至呢, 免费的给他们这些药品。
But many people complain to me.
但是很多人却是向我抱怨。
As if, you know, the government pay us for everything.
他们抱怨说, 政府已经给你们所有的东西了。
If they want something, they want extra.
当他们得到的时候, 他们想要得到更多。
And they complain me this, complain me that.
他们就跟我抱怨这里, 跟我抱怨那里。
So I feel so discouraged.
所以我就觉得, 非常的挫折。
Why am I coming here?
我为什么要来到这里?
So that I'm going to quit.
这就是为什么我要放弃。
And I said, son, no.
所以我就对儿子说, 不要。
Those people who can pay for the clinic and say they are poor, it's their problem.
这些人他有 足够的钱他可以付的, 可是他们说他们是贫穷的, 这是他们自己的问题。
But God bless you so you can serve these people, you should have no regret.
神祝福你, 以至于你可以侍奉这些人, 你应该是无怨无悔。
Your job is keep on doing it.
你的工作只是持续的能够这样做。
You go this extra mile.
你要多走一里路,
even there is no appreciation.
即使你没有得到他们的, 这个赞许,
even people are not honest.
即使他们是不诚实的,
but there's no regret.
但是不要, 后悔,
because God loves you.
因为神爱你,
and God provides for you.
神供应你,
so that you can love other people.
以至于你去可以爱其他的人,
and so that you can help other people.
以至于你可以去帮助其他的人。
Why are you complaining?
为什么你要抱怨呢?
You serve God.
你是侍奉神,
you share God's love.
你是在分享神的爱,
no matter who they are.
不论他们是什么样的人,
if you give up today,
如果你今天放弃了,
maybe 10 people who do not have sufficient means, they will not have your service anymore.
也许这当中有10个人, 他们是真的是贫穷的, 他们就没有办法接受得到你的帮助了。
Do not give up your service because one or two of those, you know, people who cheated you.
不要因为当中有一两个人欺骗, 你就放弃了你这样的服务。
And I thank the Lord, he continued. Until today.
我感谢神, 他持续地做这样的事情, 直到今天还是如此。
When we do the extra mile.
是的, 当我们在多走一里路的时候,
yes, when we love the world.
当我们爱世人的时候,
yes, when I go to mission field.
当我到宣教工厂,
maybe some people who not appreciate my work.
也许有些人他不感激我所做的,
maybe people who even oppose me for doing such a mission work.
甚至有人因为我做宣教工作, 他们就反对我。
When we do the medical mission,
当我们在做医疗宣教的时候,
there might be people who say, well, because they come with the medical mission, we lose our medical practice business.
因为他们是要来做医疗的宣教的工作, 我们就失去了我们这医疗的商业的机会。
I heard some pharmaceutical company, we asked them for help to sell some of their medicine cheaper for us to use in the mission field.
当我们就说，我们希望从这些制药的公司里面能够提供一些比较便宜的药品。
Their common answer is, if we sell that to you, then we will lose the market in Manila. Everybody will use your service and do not buy it, you know, with regular price from the pharmacy.
我们得到的回答是，当我们提供这些便宜的药品给你们，这些马里亚人他们就不会用我们的产买我们的产品。
Fine.
可以。
It's okay.
是可以,
but it would not discourage us keep on providing for these poor people.
但是这些不会停止我继续的去帮助这些需要的人。
So my friend, go the extra mile is not as easy as we think.
所以朋友们, 我们要多走一里路, 并不是一件容易的事。
You need extra courage.
你需要, 更多的勇气,
extra love.
你需要更多的爱,
and perseverance.
你需要更多的坚持。
These are from God.
这些都是从神来的,
but I want you to know one thing.
但我要你们明白一件事,
whether you are in business,
不论你是在商业上面,
whether you are a student,
或者是学生,
whether you are a pastor,
或者是你是牧师,
go the extra mile is God's teaching.
多走一路, 这是神的教导。
When we go the extra mile,
当我们多走一里,
people will recognize we are the children of God. When we go the extra mile,
当我们多走一里,
the world will be better. The whole world will see Jesus' love. My daughter is also serving in New York.
我的女儿是在,
And I want her to serve in Canada because we also need doctors in Canada.
我希望他们能够在加拿大服务，因为加拿大也需要医生。
But she said, Dad, I have this heart.
但是她跟我说，爸爸，我有个心。
I want to serve the African American.
我想要去侍奉这些非裔的人，非洲裔的人。
Specifically in Brooklyn.
特别是在布克林这个地区，在哈林这个地区。
And I said, daughter.
我跟他说，女儿,
do you know it's sometime it, walking there in the middle when you go home in the middle of 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock is dangerous?
你知道吗? 走在这些地区, 在10点钟, 11点钟, 是非常的危险。
But she said, Dad, you teach us to go the extra mile.
但是他跟我说, 爸爸, 你教我们多走一里。
Wow, I know.
我说我知道。
But I'm a parent.
但是我是一个父母。
And I said, especially when she was starting her practice there, I said, wow, that's dangerous.
特别是她要开始在那边执业, 我在想那是很危险的地区。
One time he said, Dad, Mom, come.
有一天, 妈妈来了。
So we walked down with her all the street.
所以我们跟着她一起走在这些街上。
Wow, it's a special, quote unquote, allow me to say, it's a poor district.
请允许我，那是一个非常贫穷的地区。
And I almost can close my eyes, you know, 10 o'clock at night, this young little, you know, the Chinese girl walking down there, you know, down the street would be dangerous.
我可以想象一个中国女孩子走在这条街上是非常危险的。
You know what she said?
你知道我的女儿怎么说吗?
Dad, don't worry.
她说爸爸不要担心。
The whole neighborhood know that I care and love them.
因为这整个社区的人，他们都知道我爱他们，我关心他们。Nobody
will allow anything happen to me.
他们会不允许任何事情发生在我身上。And
I'm in a safe area.
所以换句话说，我是在一个很安全的地区。
If I have any problem,
如果我有发生任何问题，I
knock on any door.
我敲任何一个门。Go
to any shop.
到任何一个商店。People
will welcome me and protect me.
每一个人都会欢迎我，他们会保护我。That
is my heart and mind.
这就是我的心智。
Now she is working there for the last, you know, 12 years now.
她过去在那里, 侍奉了, 二三十年。
And she is going to get a medal.
十二年。
She is going to get a medal.
她会得到一个勋章。
From the medical society for her contribution this year.
从这个, 医学的这个协会里面得到。
And I'm happy.
我为她感到非常的高兴。
We go the extra mile.
我们多走一里,
because this is God's teaching.
因为这是神的教导。
My friends,
亲爱朋友,
are you willing to be an extra mile Christian?
你是否愿意做一个多走一里的基督徒?
If you want to be an extra mile parent, extra mile Christian,
你是否愿意成为多走一里的, 父母?
Extra mile student, extra mile daddy,
多走一里的这个学生,
mommy,
多走一里的爸爸或妈妈,
pastor,
牧师,
church leaders,
教会领袖,
put up your hands now.
可不可以请你们都举手？如果你有愿意的话，愿意多走一里的基督徒，请你们举手。
Thank the Lord.
感谢主。
God bless you. Thank you.
神祝福你。
Thank you.
谢谢。